What's happening, everybody? This is the first episode of Con Air, the Banter Box, with the Quinn edition.
Me.
She's a Quinn, I'm a Quinn.
Oh, so, Quinn's here.
All Quinns together. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Grady on camera B. So, had a bit of a dilemma today. Mike's didn't come in time. We've had a bit of a mad session in here already.
Yeah, I've been sitting here for 2 hours, just waiting patiently.
So, we've got there. So, trial and error, first time. First on these mics, to be honest. And
I'm the guinea pig.
Literally, always the guinea pig, never the braid. No offence. Oh, you've been right. A braidsmate once, you can't really say
it. Well, I have been a braidsmate once. How many times have you been a groomsman?
I've been at loads of weddings.
Aye, working.
I know.
Working the world off.
But yeah, so we're just obviously testing it out. Hopefully all goes well. I know that's not really what you would say in the start of this, but it's...
There's no rules here. Say
there's
what
no,
you want.
There's no rules, you know what I mean? So forgive us if we get a bit messy and things fuck up. But
we get a wee bit messy because we're on the cocktails.
We're on the cocktails. We were decided we were going to try cocktails out each week. Just try make it a wee bit less formal, a wee bit more banter. And we were getting these from Tipsy Wheel.
Tipsy Wheel A&I.
Tipsy Wheel A&I.
Friend them on Instagram.
Friend them on Instagram. So mobile cocktail service. So literally went to get them and give us them for free.
Kindly gifted.
Yeah. To try. So we literally will let you know. What's this one?
Also, kindly lent the glasses because we were like, what glasses? Do they go in? No, so we go get them. They're like, we'll lend you them. This one is Porn Star Martini.
It's actually great.
We haven't opened that one yet. What's that one? Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan.
And that's we did have a cheeky wee Brambles before we started.
We needed to.
But we'll have another one in a minute, we'll show you.
Cheeky wee Brambles.
Cheeky wee Cheeky Brambles. You're cheeky wee myrrh.
I might as well, I'm literally telling you what to do with the mic and I'm baiting up and down. So yeah, we'll try these and we'll get stuck into it. So, would you like to introduce yourself?
I actually want to. Yeah. Hiya, my name's Sarah Quinn. I'm 34 from Ardoin. two children, two different daddies.
So we're about to be keeping this professional?
No, you're a professional. You're interviewing me. I don't have to be professional. There's no fucking rules, I told you. I'd say what I want.
It's a chat.
If you don't like it, cut it out.
So why should you say cut it out? Remember, we can talk to each camera. You talk to your camera as well if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening? So, also, I forgot to say that this is obviously edited, produced, everything by me. So... this is my first time getting on the big podcast like this, so literally, bear with me. You know what I mean?
Ball of nerves.
Ball of nerves, literally.
All day.
They're all scared to look at me in here.
I know. That's why I just sat here. Like, my arse actually went on. I was sitting here that long, just scared to touch anything, scared to look at anything.
I was scared to look at everybody else because I knew I was taking time bomb. But we got there, so we're not using the software that we wanted for the actual audio, so all being good, it'll be good. But, yeah, so... Well, how's life, sir?
Oh, shite. Absolutely shite.
Can we be a bit more positive, please?
I'm joking. I love it. Life's good. Don't know what else I could say about it. Love it to death.
Love and life.
Literally, I want life.
So I think we should talk about a wee bit more about, obviously, how we got here. So what sort of happened?
You picked me up from work.
I picked you up from work. You just jumped into my car, to be honest. I was looking at somebody to do a podcast. You? Me and I. Well, obviously, you know, we'll talk about the whole, how we sort of got to even this stage of even being comfortable enough to get on camera and talk in front of, obviously we're talking in front of each other and these two idiots behind the cameras. These two people behind the cameras are just pressing
they're here if in a half an hour it knocks off, they have to press the button.
Yeah.
But that's it.
But obviously,
it's a whole big production here, Connor.
It's a production, yeah. Just Connor Quinn Productions, don't forget it.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
I cut a fuck's sake.
But what I was saying is, obviously, we started doing TikTok, not that October, but the October before. We would never, I would have hated to hear my voice back.
You
sort of just get used to it. Like,
I can remember the first time I went live and there was like 10 people and I freaked out. And then I remember the first time there was 100, I had to end it, no? And now they're like, there's only 100. And I'm like, what's going on to no one like me today? What do you mean, only 100?
You're like, it's a drama elsewhere.
I know, it has to be drama elsewhere. There's only 100 people watching me.
I do like the lower numbers, but I think...
No, I do too.
I think just in a way, there's so much shit that comes from it. Like, there's so much drama. Obviously, we're not going to get into that because that's not what this is about. But there's so much crap that comes up, but there's so much good stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I do think, right, it can really, really help your confidence. It can bring everybody out of their shell, but you have to have a hard shell. Like,
oh, you have to?
To take you out of that shell. I have a shelled upper. Shell.
Shell shocked.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's helped me in my business, because when would you ever see me even talk on camera, and now I can just jump on, do a video, or do my own sort of talking. I also have to say, like, see, doing, like, even this, like, how nervous have I been today, and I go to do shoots with people, and I'm just like, oh, just talking in front of the camera as if it's nothing. So this is a wee bit of, like, going,
it's a wee bit of an eye-opener for you.
Yeah,
an eye-opener. When people are, like, nervous, you know why.
So I do think everything's good. Like, I always think there's, what are you learning from it? Why is it happening there? Like, I think for us to go live on TikTok, you and Shona were on TikTok, like, before me, and I would only go into the box of them, and she's were meeting all these people, like, on lives, and I was like, oh my god, there's somebody else in the box, I'm gonna get out. But after a while, you do really get used to it.
You do.
And then, like, it just sort of happened now that, look at all this, like, you can do
but
stuff.
But people used to say to us on live all the time, you just need to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Do you know, they would always say that, like, you need to do a podcast, just general chit chat. And then, what, last week someone says to Connor, you need to do a podcast, and they Tuesday, ordered the mix.
That's it. I always think, like, if you're going to do something, like, I was saying to a client today, I was like, you can have so much ideas, and, like, it's sort of always, like, you're running about, like, your head, and once, yeah, you can have too many ideas that it feels like, oh, you don't know how to actually do it. Just start, just do it quickly, and then it all falls into place.
When you think about it too much, you can put yourself off. If you just jump into the deep end. Make sure you've got your armbands on, but she can't swim.
Or then we Higgs.
Can he breathe? I'm under the water.
You know, I heard a radio one. Help, trees, I'm slipping under the water. But I heard on radio one yesterday, that was a nick. Felt like somebody broke up with somebody because he jumped into the pool and held his nose. Someone was like,
well, how the fuck's he going to breathe? So she, an ex, she broke up with him because he held his nose jumping in the water.
How the fuck was he going
to
breathe?
How the fuck did she get in the water?
Started at Tesco's.
Bet you she lay on the sun lounger and she didn't even get in the water.
I want the bitch to let him pay for the rest of the holiday.
What?
Bet she let him pay for the rest of the holiday.
Can't let all women are like, God, stop living in the fucking 80s.
Just because you, I can't
women pay for their own stuff. When are you going to start? Connor's had one drink of pain and penance coming out.
No, but I always think, so there's a wee thing I was saying, like, there's a thing called, like, outliers. So, like, I think that's what it's definitely called. I need to actually look at it again. But things always sort of happen for a reason. Yes, you can be talented in what you do, and you can be really outgoing person, but is your background, like, it all comes into it. Obviously, you can be talented at stuff. So, like, Beyonce could be talented at stuff, but she could be from here, and she wouldn't have, like, the opportunities that you would get somewhere else. Like, you can sort of fall into it. And not saying, like, oh my god, like, TikTok's made me so successful or anything like that, but I do think it served a purpose for, like, what we needed. Like, there's so much, especially the type of TikTok, like, audience we have, people love all the drama sort of side of it. Mm-hmm. And it is, like, a big, you can't really get swept away in it.
That's, like, people also love, but just to hear, like, when people are saying go do a podcast, people love to sit and just hear us talk about, like, everyday life and all too. They do love the drama.
Yeah.
But, and it is easy to get brought into it, even when you're trying to stay out of it. And that's even the reason why I don't really go on it anymore, because you just get trailed in to stuff. But then I think not going on it as much, you're not brought into much drama. Because you go on it for a wee bit. Like with Oisin singing. Yeah. And stuff, like, that was a positive. And do you know, I think when you don't go on it as much, but it can be used for good too.
Well, that's it. It can be. It's sort of like anything. It's like how you use it, though. Like, you can get it out of consume you. Like, I think for a while it was consuming me, and I was getting so, like,
oh, definitely consume me.
You get annoyed by things that have nothing to do with you. And realistically, I know people say it all the time, but, like, these cocktails are making me burpy.
But I've done one while you were doing one.
Get them out together. But I think, like, you can let it consume you. You can let it affect your everyday life. But realistically, when you take a step back from it, you realize, Jesus, there's so much more going on about it. Because there's people, like, although you may, like, see a couple of people, like, oh, I watch you on TikTok. Not that we're any fucking, with any big following or anything, but just because obviously we still live in Belfast and the people who watch us are from Belfast. But then you'll get three, that way one person, you'll get, like, five other people who'll be like, well, who are they? What do they do? Do you know what I mean? So I think people get consumed by, like, oh, like one person recognized me, but you're like, how many other people did you walk past today and they didn't recognize you?
Yeah.
So once you even think of it like that and you take yourself out of it, you're like, right, there's only like a wee selection there that does. Not that I do like it, like, but it's in me, like, moderation, definitely. Because
yeah. See, when you're on, like, drying your hair, doing your makeup, changing your bed, like, I done everything all night, basically. When I was in the house, like, I didn't really go on it when I was out, and especially when I was with, in company of people who didn't go on it. I wouldn't go on TikTok.
Yeah.
But I done, like, everything in the house while on TikTok.
Aye.
But now I just go on it here, there. That's it.
That's, like, see, because obviously I live here by myself. Like, I be like, right, I'm going to make my breakfast. And I find, like, if I'm sitting on my phone will just be sitting there and I'll literally be, like, scroll through it while I'm eating my dinner. Where if I be on, like, a live and I'm sitting there, like, eating and chatting away, like, I feel like I can, like, finish my dinner. It's so weird. Because we all do live in, like, a generation where your phone's never out of your hand. Like,
I know. But that's what I mean. I put on people's lives. Do you ever see, like, when people are like, oh, you come in and you don't say nothing? It's just to hear it in the background while I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'll just put them there and just to have it on. And I'm not even really listening to what they're saying. Yeah. It's just to hear it in the background. I don't watch TV.
But then you get, like, the odd cholo come in and be like, you're never off this. And then people are, but then you get so many, you can let that, like, annoy your day. But realistically, they haven't really got a leg to stand on, because more of the time they don't have, like, a picture.
But how do they know that we're never off it? Because they're clearly
watching it. But then there's the, like, so, like, I always be like, why can you easily get trolled on TikTok compared to, like, Instagram and all that there? But, like, the real reason is FYP, like, you don't even follow these people. And so you're seeing, like, on your Instagram, you do get the odd, like, person that you don't see, but that's, like, a suggested post, and more or less they're famous.
Yeah.
So, but the TikTok shows you, like, so many, like, people that you don't know.
And you don't even relate to.
So you couldn't even, like, try and pinpoint who the troll is, because it's not like that person searched you. It could be just, like, a random troll that's just constantly coming in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then people can get a thrill out of it, but people need life.
Some people need to go away on the weekends.
Some people have fun.
And some people are cats.
Or not. Guess what film that's out of?
Matilda! It's my favourite film of all time.
What's your favourite film of all time?
Matilda.
Well, that is. It wasn't the question.
Oh, I thought you said, what's your favourite film of all time? Matilda. Definitely Matilda. Matilda.
So, yeah.
Got a text!
Can I grab you in the fire pit?
No.
Can I grab you in the chokey?
Yeah, you're heading for the chokey, young lady.
You're heading for digging the gold, mind you. Yeah, so realistically, what I'm trying to do with this is take what we sort of have on TikTok. Like, obviously, we've, like, so much support of people. Like, I always say they're not always potential clients, but, like, they'll be like, oh, I know a photographer and he's really, really nice. And, like, I wasn't trying to do that. And I realize I have more engagement on TikTok than I do on my business page. So what I'm trying to do is merge them both together, but, like, obviously not be, like, as daily living as what I would do on TikTok, but not be, like, as professional as I need to be, like, on my Instagram, and merge them together. Because I really do think, like, everybody now is, like, so successful, and it's completely different now, like, than what it was years ago. Like, there's people out there, like, starting up a business, become an overnight, like, sensation. I hate that. I haven't fallen for these, like,
podcast terms. I know, you're really cringy podcast. Look at me, I've done my first podcast.
I know.
Fucking hit me up.
Well, sir, I need to be a wee bit professional. I'll be all like, wah.
You can do what you want. Told you in the world.
But this is what I feel like it's going to be better with. But what are you going to be better with? Never mind, if you want to start. What do you want to talk about?
I'm better than you at everything.
Like what?
Like,
thinking about it too much, are you?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to embarrass you in your first podcast, so I'll say no more. I'm bringing up the next
bring
time.
Bring it up, bring it up. Sure, we can always restart. I can always cut it out of it and embarrass me.
No, because if I bring it up, there's going to be laptops, and that's not even a laptop. Computers, lights, cameras. Leah, what are you laughing at? Because you're going out the fucking window too.
He's
tethering away. Cameraman is fucking blocked.
I'm glad I can't see him. I can see Abby. I was doing this with her a second ago, and I was like,
I'm not even looking at him because he repulses me.
She's over getting the cocktails made. So yeah, we're getting into a wee bit more of the bants. So what do you want
me to be funny now?
No, I'm.
So you made me be. You made me sit here for about 2 hours. You set up cameras. You made me talk some serious shit. Now you just expect me to be funny? Don't work like that, can I?
Who put fucking £2.50 in you?
No, it was full fiver.
Full fiver? No change back?
No, definitely not.
Not even. Thank you, sorry, assistant Abigail. Thank you,
Abigail hasn't even brushed her hair. I must see a stiff, I must smell her too.
So what one's this?
Bramble. So Where's the, oh fuck guys, why am I looking at the laptop? Cameras are here. Hold on, let me set this. Bramble. So
that one was
delicious.
SMR.
Oh shit, I spilled a wee bit. This one's the Bramble. Verdict, Connor. Here, it looks like cubes. Me here. SMR. Oh my goodness.
It's actually great.
Great.
It actually is proper great. Speaking of chalk ices in the freezer. Fancy a wee chalk ice, do you?
Fuck. I just put off chalk ices for life. Have the fucking upbringing we had.
I was saying, you know what I'm going to say. So, no, no. I'm a wee bit tipsy.
It's because you're drinking tipsy bale.
Tipsy bale, get me a wee bit tipsy. No, but no greater pain when you're younger. That's when you're playing with your mates.
He had a Pokemon. Fucking out of breath running, because we were at the top of the street. Running to the top of the street like Linford. Mummy, mummy, Pokemon. She's like, chalk aces in the freezer. You were like, no! Fuck!
And you're like literally standing there as if you're going to whack yourself. The pressure's wrong because the Pokemon's going to go away. And see the day she get told you there was no chalk aces in the freezer, you got a pound Pokemon drove away.
I know. Absolute horrific. And fuck, it was even worse when you went to Granny Jane's house. Oh my God. She used to fucking, you get up, she gave you the money for the poke, you loving life, get down, can have an 89, and walking up to the top of the street, and you get in, took the poke off, yeah, elect right round it, because it was going to drip. No, definitely wasn't going to drip. Elect right round it, and hand you it back, and it was like a wee circle thing on top of it, like with the flake and all was like about to fall out because she licked that much ice cream off. I started eating them down the street. She's been knocking up there.
See, my granny, the way my granny loves a bargain. She brought us before, right?
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
My granny brought us before, sunny day in the car, sweater. No, like back in the day, probably didn't even have our aircon, roll the window down. My granny pulled out a multi pack.
What were we doing at that place? So we were way watching someone. It was like a.
I don't know. Like I was scarred. I don't remember the
trauma. I know. It was absolutely horrific.
She brought us down there. Multi pack lunch. No fucking cups.
No, so it was like a. She brought us down with like a wee sort of pack lunch. It was like crisps and juice and all. And she realised that she didn't bring cups to fucking bring her ready diluted dilute that she diluted in the bottle and thought it would be a good idea to pour the diluted into the crisp bag. And drink out of that. Floating crisps. No, really. Here's me. No, I'd rather. I'd actually rather die thirst in the back of your car than drink fucking floating fucking. No, definitely not. And she was gone, just drink it.
And if you didn't drink it, you were getting a slap. You're totally drinking.
No, honestly.
It's like a bitch took her child in the back of her car.
Right, I was, literally.
My thought of you got like a prawn cocktail and drink.
I know, Jesus, your fucking choice of crisps. You really fucked up. Ratty salty. Do you wish you had a pick that day? No. Fucking prawn cocktail and fucking blackcurrant delight. Absolutely atrocious.
Like, why did she make us do it? Like, I'm happy enough to do it.
I'm happy enough not have the drink.
Dehydrate.
Or like, all drink out of the one bottle or something. And you know, I don't like drinking after people, but that would have been a time I would have drunk after someone.
Out in Decker in the back of the car with us.
Honest to God. I was like, is this woman having the laugh here?
Oh my God. My granny has some stories, doesn't she? Remember the time she made you? Like, just wouldn't do it though.
Wow.
I remember before she made potatoes and like she couldn't like mashed potatoes. I was like, I'm not eating that.
It was fucking.
Remember the lumps?
Full of lumps.
Surfing him over bananas. I was like, I'm not eating them. She's like, you'll eat them.
Imagine, like, I remember caving and all, like, going, Granny, I don't want the potatoes. Eat them. Like, what was the point? Did you ever see when you were eating your dinner and you say, Mum, I'm done. Two more spoonfuls.
Aye.
Like, what is the point? He even eating the last two spoonfuls, just let me go away from it. Do you know what I mean? Or this Stevie, she's not eating her dinner.
Do you know what she would have said? You're not getting the chalk ice from the freezer.
Fucking, just keep your chalk ices.
But here, see a fucking packet of chalk ices. They must have came with a freezer because they were universal. There was always them there. Even your mum's bar week, you still had chalk ices
in the freezer.
I think it was one packet.
Hated the whole texture. Oh my goodness. The texture of that white, really thin paper around it. Hated it. The ice cream inside, it was shite. And everything, chocolate was shite.
The chocolate was like communion bread.
So thin, like they were so stingy on the chocolate. Like, if you're going to give me a chalk ice, at least give me chalk. I wonder how much it is for a packet of chalk ices.
I don't think you can get them when they're discontinued. They're still stuck in everybody's freezer.
I want one.
She's still stuck in.
Mummy still has some in the freezer.
I'm going to go to Rossi's and be like, have you got any chalk ices in that freezer?
I know. Still not doing
here, but no, it's became any chalk ice. Rocket lolly.
A rocket lolly.
Everybody has a rocket lolly in the freezer.
Do you remember the lollies that broke in half?
Yeah, they were great though.
I know, it was fucking shit when like you were made to share them, but
what they were probably called?
What?
Millennium fucking lollies, because see, in the year 2000, everything was Millennium. Razor scooters. Millennium scooter. Millennium babies. Partly in Millennium, they were going to have babies now.
Fuck, I believe that. I used to pull mine's apart and all, but only stick your finger through it, and it used to all rip and
throw it to the ceiling.
Throw it to the ceiling, left marks on it. Deborah was squealing the house down.
I probably get to blame it.
Sure, you were fucking good.
You probably blame me in it.
You were goody two shoes. Right. Couldn't do right for doing wrong.
Terrified me on home. So I was about three.
Three with a fucking mouth on you. Sean Ryan.
Get that bramble off her now. She's going
to
start.
Bramble, I'm ready to fucking ramble.
Ramble.
Let's get ready to ramble.
There was something I was thinking about the day in the gym. And I actually, I forget now, but it was something to do with us partying before. Don't know what that's going
to say. Can you talk about it?
Don't think so.
I think you probably can't. And it's something to do with us partying. I think maybe you should keep it out if you want to be professional.
You can talk about partying all you want. Like, that's the highlight of the thing.
I'm just talking about some of the things.
Remember the time? Wow. Can't even talk about it. So you're enjoying your first podcast?
I hear it. I'm joking, yeah.
Yeah, love it. And they're making you nervous. Do you not feel like you're being
No, they're not. They're not bothering me in the slightest. You're really letting them get to you.
I know.
No, I'm just chatting away, minding my business, having a drink, making a bit Curtis bedtime.
You can't say.
Why? Why can you not say that?
I think there's loads of things we can't say in this.
Why?
Because I've got them off like someone's Facebook or something.
I know, but sure, we put it on social media. Do you know what I mean? If you put something on social media, it's everyone's business.
If you put some, I know what, ain't a bad business.
Ain't a bad business.
Never heard the way Rihanna sings.
Have you heard the way Rihanna sings up?
Ain't like, a bad business.
What's always be my girl? Do do do. Ain't no bad business.
Ain't no bad business.
Bad business.
For my mama, baby.
I hear it. Correct me.
Now, see what you said. That's like, I think, never seen when somebody mentions something in a song. I'm like, why the fuck did you do that? You ruined that for me.
I know.
You literally ruined
it. It's what do you call that one? And,
it's Peter Kay ruined it. Peter Kay ruined
it. No, it's not Peter Kay. It's a song, and it's out. Nah. You're going to have to speak away, Gar Connor, I think about this.
Speak away?
Talk
away to myself, man.
Aye.
It's ain't nobody's business but Sarah's foot.
There's a fucking song and it sounds like they're saying something completely different and I can't unhear it. I can't hear the real words. What is the song?
You playing guess who?
She wears glasses. She's a French.
She wears glasses.
Her hair's blonde.
She has a rock t-shirt on, something like rock.
She's pleasantly plump.
Is it you?
Connor.
You're wearing a rock t-shirt.
Oh, fuck. I didn't click on. I'm saying just pleasantly plump. Ah, fuck. I have put the weight on. Do you know what I mean? It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I'm sweating. I feel like I've left the radio on here.
I was freezing when I came in here and now I am starting to sweat.
Oh,
it's all these lights.
I know. It actually is.
I see.
It's that LED light.
What LED light?
That.
Is that?
The LED light doesn't give off heat.
But do you not? They do. All lights give off heat.
I think I might have put that radiator on behind
me. There's that one.
What's it like a lighting setup?
Well, he'd see your electric bill at the end of this week anyway.
My electric bill.
Cosy Levi and all that.
You smell. Oh my god!
You smell social services, love.
Yeah. So we had a few questions from people.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
What questions?
I don't know.
I hope nobody's getting personal.
Somebody.
And I want to know who asked them.
Somebody did get personal, right? So we'll go on and see.
Did that?
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, was it?
In due course. So we'll go on to our questions.
Oh fuck, I'm gonna
So Sean McDonald 19 says, what knickers does your man wear?
Doug. he will get Doug. Same ones as Barbara.
I like you, Barbara.
We can slay Barbara.
I know Barbara's army, but Sean McDonald, is that right?
Is that what his name is? Sean McDonald 19?
Aye. Sean McDonald. Mm-hmm. Same colour as you, big boy. We got from Anya McGarty, what's your favourite childhood memory?
We're all terrible. Terrible shocking upbringing we had. No one's your favourite childhood memory. Probably the going to, like, the caravan or Donegal or something. Probably the time in Donegal when we found the stray cats. Do you remember it?
I don't think I was
invited. So we stayed in this house in Donegal, right? And we found these stray cats out the back, and me and Orla and Shona and all was like feeding the cats. And we were camping and we were staying in the house.
The cats?
I know. Right, but I wasn't touching the cats, you know, I'm scared of everything. And so we were camping out in tents, but like for fun, not because we needed to. There was a house there we were staying in that some people were staying at. But anyway, besides the point. And we boxed these cats up and we went to a bar, like restaurant.
What do you mean you boxed them up?
My mum and daddy and my uncle Paul put them in a box, like a box. And we were like,
what did you
do? There were torturers around the house and all. Right. So my daddy and my uncle Paul put them in a box and was like, wait, we'll leave them outside this bar so it's away from the house. Because they were just like wee strays of pussy eyes and all. And
conjunctivitis, huh?
Good junk. Yes. And we went in to have something to eat. Next minute, the cats come walking in to the restaurant. And the people were asking who owned the cats and fucking Hank.
What, they came in looking at us?
Come in looking at us, all these wee kittens.
You got a pink.
Where the fuck did you go? You'd be 5 minutes.
Did you try and ditch me?
Sucker. You're our Joe. We're just like saying them were like our cats and all. Daddy and I was going shush. But it was probably something like that. My favourite childhood memory. Like going away and having some...
I've never even heard that story before, to be honest.
Have you never heard that story?
No, maybe I should ask it more.
Do you know who was there too, staying in the house? No, Shane and Carrie.
Was that the time with all the bats?
No, what was that? Beside Derry? With the bats. That was the whole street went on the thing. That's when our bus crashed beside the Free Derry Wall. I'm sure we got the claim. And my mummy spent it.
She did.
She fucking did.
Mummy only told her about this claim.
No, because me and Aunt Yumara were in the bus, so we went for like a claim. It was only like
because it ruined our Shire's ice dancing career.
It did. It was only like £900 or something, right? And I turned 18 in October, and Aunt Yumara turned 18 in December. So when Aunt Yumara turned 18, she got her claim, and I went, "Where the fuck's mine?" So I beats over to mummy. So she says, "Where did my claim go?" And she went, "Oh, me and your daddy took it. That's how we bought the computer." I says, "Well, you should have fucking told me out, because I wouldn't let any Amazon on if it was me that bought it." I was fuming. I didn't get a wash out. Only claim I ever got in my life, my mummy and daddy took it to buy a fucking family PC.
Here, fuming. But that family PC was classy. Remember, I came.
Sure, I didn't use it. It was you and Jonah. I did not use it. You used to play Simpsons Home Run, and her, what do you call him, Tintin with the wee thing. You used to sit at it and you.
Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm,
something like that. That's how much she used it.
Well, that's how much I fucking used it. My own fucking money. I could have gotten me a really good carry out and an outfit or something when I was 18. Like, that's why.
Like, as if you needed any fucking, any more confidence when you were 18. Sarah worked in the solicitor's fucking, the receptionist, to carry on like she was legally blonde.
I used to come home every day and pour myself a glass of wine.
I and then bring your kid upstairs and watch Anna and fucking Tana.
Oh, no, I didn't have, sure didn't have Billy till I was 19. Right. This is when I was 18. I used to come home. I had then,
so she went from being legally blonde, this secretary in a fucking in a solicitor's, to having a child a year later and starting watching Hannah Montana again.
I did. I used to watch.
Like, do you ever see people say grow up? You literally grew down.
I grew down. I used to sit with my chair in my arms watching like fucking Zack and Cody and like all the stuff on Disney. I loved it, but sure, nothing else did I.
Did you get rid of the wine then?
I'll get rid of the wine, yes. And maybe that's how I ended up pregnant. I'd take a glass of wine every night, for fuck's sake. Oh, I come home and pour myself. I didn't even like it. I just felt like I needed to do that. No, like all the other girls in the fucking office were like going home and having a wee wine. I was like, me too. 8 days with a wee bob.
Wee blonde bob. Pair of dolly shoes and a fucking mustard coat.
Fuck Connor, every day. I used to be up and down that road like it was something.
Here, what did you even do in the scissors?
Connor, I fucking done loads. So I used to
brush the floors.
No, I was front desk. So I used to greet the people coming in. I used to answer the phones.
Hello, my name's Thurm.
Hey, I used to type up like swim letters to people. I used to have to listen to this wee thing, and you push your foot down to play and stop it, and you used to have to type it up. What the solicitors were saying.
Did you tape it up?
And I used to have to go to the post office with the letters, you know.
Fuck you.
So I actually was fucking worked at the bone of the thing. And he wondered who was having the wine every night.
Here, were you having a bottle of wine or just a little glass?
Glass.
Honey. What wine did you drink?
Fucking God knows. Whatever was cheapest, probably. Fuck's sake, I think I worked 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and I only used to get about £600-700 a month. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was living in the poverty lane. I still was out every fucking Friday and Saturday night.
Surprised you didn't get a taxi at the top of Glenville.
No, I used to walk down to save money. I did.
Sure, you'd have a cheek. It's not even half a mile long.
I used to walk in the rain and all. And you know I hate Lorraine. Cheeky bitch.
Hate Lorraine. Can't stand Lorraine.
No.
Fired of the Lorraine. That's actually a gig. See, if you actually had seen her back in the day, I feel like I want to put a picture up of you.
Fate one, put it up. I couldn't give a fuck. Look at me now. Stunning. Like
a pure mad ball.
I did.
Wee pixie cut the back.
Used to shave it. Not shave it, but like cut it right up to the back. Fuck, I was stunning. I didn't know how I even got pregnant. I didn't know how it would go near me.
Did you just go to your work experience in there and never get it?
I done my, like, an MVQ in school and business administration, and you had to do, like, a placement, but it was 2 days a week. And then he offered me a job and tried, I didn't even finish the MVQ, fuck's sake.
Got it.
Biggest regret of my life. I could have been working anywhere.
Sure, back the outliers, like what happened to you now. Sure, you're back doing nails. You weren't even meant to do that.
No. Do you know why I got that?
Why?
Do you know why I started doing nails? Because then I didn't have a job anymore. And I was basically homeless. Normally joking, I wasn't. Didn't have a job anymore. And then it was like Ashton Centre were doing a thing. It was like, if you're like single parent, free nail course. And I done it. And then didn't do nails till like about...
Weren't even single till you had a boyfriend?
No, didn't, Connor. I was single. Oh, no, I wasn't then, actually.
Thieving off a free charity.
No, what, do you know what I mean? Like single independent. But so done my nail course and then didn't do it till years later.
I know. It's actually class the way things like that work out though. Like Cleaning just messaged you and was like, come on down, you're working down here.
And that was it.
That was it. Like,
and that's what we were talking about the other day. So when Cleana done her training, yeah. I was her model.
Yeah.
And the first time Cleana ever got her nails done, I done them. I beat up till her house with my wee box of all my stuff in it and done her mummy's and Michelle's in her living room. Don't even think I was walking, doing it on like a sweet tiny table, like bent over and all doing it. I was a mobile nail tech and I didn't even drive. I used to walk. I got me sack.
Just walking.
I used to have a sweet fold out table. I used to pull out my mummy's living room and all.
I remember seeing you walking up a valley cell one day. You were going to Glencar.
You did not. I wouldn't have went that far. I only went up a Clovenville or something. Do you know what I mean?
Two streets up.
Any more than that, and you're getting charged £2. My fucking feet are aching.
Do not tell me you walked up Glenmore Road with a full up table.
No, that's what I mean. I was doing it in this wee fucking tiny. I didn't walk them.
Full up table under one arm.
Got it.
Bottle away in the arc.
Do you know what? I never would have forgiven myself if I had done something like that.
Sure, to be honest, the bottle away.
Connor, listen, and do you know, the best about it, I didn't even like the wine, so none of you stairs, you doiled it down with fizzy lemonade.
You were literally just trying.
I was just trying to act hard. I was like, I'm 18, I'll do what I want. I work in an office, glass of wine. My bastard.
I can't go out with you this weekend. I'm a solicitor.
Sorry, I can't go out this weekend.
Trying to yourself up,
I don't go to the places you go. I go to Cafe Vaudeville and drink cocktails. And
I don't even call Cafe Vaudeville anymore.
I know, but that's what it was called then, Connor.
Jesus, showing your age, right?
You fucking dark. Remember where you came from, money, G.I.
Are you getting a bit tipsy? Are you sweating?
Steven.
Are you sweating as well?
Am I sweating?
Your glasses are slipping down your nose.
you're bad, eh? Sorry,
you're like mummy in a fairy book.
No, I have to put them down like that because see, I put them up here, they wipe my eyebrows off and I move my face.
It's just going to look, you're going to have them on top of your lip next.
Fuck up, but you'll be fucking out that window. Bastard. Now let's talk about you when you were younger. What about that?
No, I believe not. They're a different podcast.
Why?
Because I said so.
So it's just me being attacked tonight.
You're here. You're opening it all up.
Because you're bringing it up.
She's brought it up.
You brought it on yourself. Where did I start talking about you when you were younger?
All right, go ahead.
What in the bar show? Your first podcast.
I can just add it out. Like, you embarrass me all you want.
Well, I'll leave you be.
Leave you be.
Fuck's sake. You start crying. Crying Conti was. Oh, like
sorry.
Yourself in the bathroom.
Aye, sorry, he's the.
Adam crucified, God love him.
Still, aye.
I know, but sure.
Still do, you torture me.
Hardened you now, Fain and Vincent.
Look at me, Fain and Vincent, not Fain.
Yeah, you're very, very
just very passionate about.
No, Carl, you get people that hate locks and all.
Oh, only people I like. Pretty privileged.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's disgusting. I choke you out.
I've got an itchy arm.
So, alright, next question. It's actually, so that was a funny one, childhood memory, had that line in there out there. That isn't even a question. This is actually from my old form teacher in fourth and fifth year.
Did she follow you?
Yeah, she's following me today. Yeah.
Convenient.
So that's what he says. Not a question, just looking forward to your podcast, your old teacher, Miss Kay.
Ah, not cute.
So obviously, like, I went to Barney, and Barney was a mad school. Like, it was mad. But there's a lot of, like, really, like, successful people that's come out of, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You always hear about being mad, but, like,
I don't think there's any successful people from my school. Not, like...
Here at Wake Shop.
What?
Dramatic pause.
No. It's all on shit.
I know. So we'll have another question, which was, who do you watch on TikTok? Who do you watch?
I started off with watching this fella from Scotland. Do you remember Coops?
No.
He used to go on drinking all the time. He lived with his granny, right? His mummy died when she was young, lived with his granny. And all he did was drink and got himself in the States. And I swear, I loved watching him. But then he went on to have a wee baby and all there. Congratulations, Coops.
Make sure to your friend Coops.
Coops, C-O-O-P-S.
That doesn't mean anything. The name dyslexic.
I thought you said Cubes.
No, Coops.
Coops, yeah. Went on to have a wee baby and all. Hope he's doing well. Hope he's cheating the mummy and all.
Does he even know you exist?
No.
No,
nope,
not at all.
Our Abby wrote underneath it one time, will you be my new uncle? And he was like, what?
I actually remember.
Yeah, I used to watch him, and I swear I love watching him before I even watched anyone from here. And the reason why I had TikTok was because Lottie had one and I had it on my phone, so I could, like, if someone messaged her, I got the notifications and all, and then I took over it, sure.
I got
that one got completely took away from me. That was my first one.
Completely took away.
I could riff from beneath my feet.
You were heartbroken about that, remember?
Fuck, it was. It sure got permanently banned on one too as well. They're very, very,
you are making yourself out to be a head kiss.
No, it was because I put up an inappropriate photo with my green screen. Got permanently banned from going live.
What are you doing?
Someone doing a mangina.
Don't be saying that in here.
Well, you may cut that out. Yeah. Don't know what I was doing.
I don't really have anybody that I actually watch who comes to mind, though. Like,
I've started watching this girl lately, like literally the past week.
It's like I started a new series.
I started a new series on TikTok. A new girl, she's just new to the TikTok scene.
She's here. She's new to the app.
Traveller. She's a lovely girl.
Does she know you exist?
No, she doesn't know exist either. I've never even commented on any of her stuff, but I could tell you a lot about her. I could tell you what you call her kids, what the war on Easter Sunday.
You love following a wee influencer, though, don't you?
She's not an influencer.
She influenced you to watch her.
She influenced me to watch her, but she hasn't influenced me to do anything or buy anything like that. I used to be obsessed with Chloe Adair.
I was going
to
say, but I don't want a name drop, no, I mean,
I was obsessed with Chloe Adair. I used to always watch her stories. Miss Hinch as well, loved watching her. But
where does she go?
If I would need to find an outfit, no, I used to go on to Chloe's and see, like, it would give me an idea of an outfit, and then I would go and try and find something like it.
I have a couple of people like that. There was she, like, the barber, Sam Bethma, it's called Sam Rascals, because he owns the barber shop. He was
the blonde, like the grey hair.
Always has class clothes. See sometimes I'm going, I don't know what
to do. You know, like, you can't think, right, you're put on the spot and you need an outfit. I would go on, look at hers, and not buy that exact outfit, but go find something similar.
It's like seeing who's on trend. Like, sometimes I'm like, right, I feel like I'm wearing the same clothes, just buying the same thing. I'm a sucker for a white t-shirt and black cargoes. That's all I like wearing. And then I'll go on and think, sometimes their style's a bit much, but I'm like, right, strip it back. Imagine walking down Belfast with fucking some of my fits.
Chloe's is something you can walk down Belfast with. Do you know what I mean?
But is she not from Belfast?
She's from Belfast, but she lives in Bolton, I think.
You know a lot about her.
I know. She just had a baby called Bodie.
Or one of your tragic stories. She doesn't even know I exist.
I know. She doesn't even know someone from here, and I'm not even going to mention it. doesn't know I exist.
God.
But anyway, but sure.
Sure, we're not going to
know. There's people that live, all know me, and I don't know they exist. Do you know what I mean? It's just how the world goes round.
You
know,
people don't leave the house.
What?
She says she's what? Also, they got another one. Has your family always been so close? Well, have I?
Yeah, us
three were always really close.
Yeah, we were all really close, but then we kind of had, like, our own friends and done our own thing until I think maybe
I was about 18, 19
when that first year we all went to Ibiza together, 2014 favorite year.
And it was the same then, obviously, with Leo. So we were always sort of like 8 years between me and Leo.
I was talking about, like, literally, I think maybe when I was in Derry at the weekend, I was saying about it was when we had breakfast yesterday.
Yeah.
About the age difference. So obviously me, Sean and Connor were quite close in age, and then Leo came along, big age difference. And then me and Shona's oldest two came along after it.
Yeah.
So anything we were doing with our kids was like, Leo's like a nephew, kind of.
Aye.
Like, if me and Shona was doing something with Abby and Bailey, Leo was brought.
It was the same though, when he turned like 18, 19, it was like, then he sort of came out to us, so it was always like...
But sure, he used to slag me. Sure, your only mates are your brother and your sister. And sure, now he wants to go out with us.
Look
at me now. Sure, he went away for your 21st, brother and sister.
Do you?
Scundered.
That was a good time.
But like, no, we can't. We've always been close. We do everything together. And a lot of people will be like, I was like that. And it kind of makes me like a wee bit sad. I only had two kids because they'll never have the what we had, because there's only two of them.
But we're also really close like that, because like we've like cousins the same age, so like it was always like you Shona and Orla were always really close. Me and Joe were sort of close in primary school, and then sort of like fizzled out. But then because you'd all stayed so close, like I then became really close with Orla,
and then I became really close with Joe.
Yeah, and then like it sort of went like that's how we all sort of went to beefing all with each other, and then sort of then that's how it all sort of like grew. So
yeah, but we do like all holiday. I can remember mummy saying before, you just leave Leo out, and I went, he's 14, do you want us to bring him to the bar and bring him to Ibiza? Oh, sugar, sorry. Right, don't worry. Me talking with these hands.
Him hands. Stay.
sorry,
like, the last time you break out.
I know, no, remember? They was like, okay. You just leave him out. And I was like, but we do adult things together. You need to be older. And then, sure, when we took him on his first holiday in Ibiza, remember?
Well, that just leads into the next question too.
What?
Favourite holiday memory together? It's been a lot.
Oh, we've had loads of holidays together.
I know. Actually, what was your favourite holiday?
I think I'll always remember
the first
one.
That was...
Because that one, it was brilliant. And like, obviously, you're going to always remember your first time in Ibiza. It was a wee bit mad.
It was
very
bonkers.
Mad and not sugar coated. It was fucking mental.
It was. Shona was pregnant.
Shona was pregnant. Me and Connor's running down the halls going, don't wake Shona up. She's going to shit at us. that one. But I have so many good ones, like Croatia.
See, I didn't like Croatia.
No, I liked the festival. Yeah. Croatia, I didn't like Croatia itself.
Yeah.
But I liked the festival, and we had some laughs at that. And then there's been so many, even like Berlin.
I was about to say Berlin.
Berlin was a good one. I only booked that literally just before.
I literally didn't leave Berlin. We went there at Rave in Berlin, and I didn't leave that room. Remember, it was a hostel. I didn't go to the Toronto for like over 24 hours because I'm scared of anybody looking at me.
No, there's been loads. Like, even I'm trying to think of like. There's just been so many. And then obviously Leo's first one was that. What was that?
That was about their
that
one.
That was
though.
A really great one. That was random though. That I seen it on his travel, and it was for over my birthday. And me and Shona booked it. It was like $299. It was in like when people weren't really going away. In this 5-star spa hotel. And it was like $299. It was me and Shona going for ages. And then the next minute there was like 13 people going. And of course, Shona didn't have a passport, and Leo ended up going. But
that was
a really good one.
And what made that like? That's one of them things. People be like, "Oh, I don't know about Ibiza." Like, "Oh, you've been there so many times." Like,
it's always different though.
But that was so different because we went in October. It was after COVID. There was no everywhere was closed.
Big like, nightclubs no were all closed.
But that was one of the best times I had, and it was so funny.
I went in the July too. So the same year I went in the July with like Orla, Joe and all that there, and there was no big ones opened, and it was like a completely different one.
Yeah.
And I actually enjoyed it because it was different, because I've been to Ibiza so many times, you know what I mean? Like, we'd done Ocean Beach, never wanted to do Ocean Beach, but it was the only big thing opened and we'd done it, and I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I don't think it was as posy because it was the only place for people to go, so even the scumbags were going, do you know what I mean?
That's why you fell in love.
That's why I loved it. Some wee girl came over to me. I swear to God, that's how you know Ibiza's mental. Some wee girl came over to me and was like, "Oh my God, we were looking over at you and we thought you were Molly May." I said, "What?" She's like, "Yeah, my girlfriend like really loves you and we thought you were Molly May, because Molly May was apparently there the same time I was there." Now, I was wearing a £7 swimming costume, per Dr. Martin sandals. I had a bandana on, got that warm.
Molly May up, machine.
Yeah, Molly May all fucking teaming. And I put my hair in a bun. But then here she was. But the Evertruck MD. I says, "Is that what you're on?" She went, "Yeah." I says, "Explains why you thought I look like Molly May, love." Explains up. She's like, "Can I get a photo of you?" And I was like, "Definitely not, love. Because you wake up in the morning, you fucking be like, what the fuck happened?"
Do you remember the time we went to Mono and I had to go to school? And we went to Mono that Sunday and we thought we'd seen Paddy. What do you call it? The traveller? Paddy.
Paddy, the... Paddy Doherty, the drummer.
You've probably seen Paddy Doherty on the back of my BlackBerry. I was like, what the fuck?
Definitely wasn't.
Like a BlackBerry camera was like 2 megapixels on.
Connor
like,
had school the next day. Eyes.
Not realizing that I'm looking back at a photo. I had to go to school the next day. We danced about that much. And like, I obviously didn't go to the gym or anything. And we danced about like sort of lunges. And I was trying to walk down the stairs. Like, if I was like, oh my God, my legs are aching. I shouldn't be going then.
I remember watching you walk down the road, make sure you like halfway down past the pair of clothes, make sure you get home okay. Because you'd got school. I went back into, well, it wasn't the party. Like, there
was a Sunday we went to Mano.
It was a Sunday and he'd school on the Monday morning.
I remember getting into school before, after our Rosie's christening. And obviously,
she, you could get up and get on with it then.
No, but I went in. There was she when you get fog eyes. Like, I would get fog eyes. And I was like, I couldn't blink. And I had to go in. And my like, study room teacher was like, oh my God, smell a drink of you. And I was like, I can't see it in my eyes. And she was like, you need to go to A&E or something in your eye. And I was like, oh no. And she's like, she started spraying her perfume on me. I had to go into my head of ear. And she was really looking at my eyes. I was trying not to breathe. And she was like, literally looking at it, blowing. Wrong mummy. Mummy's obviously hungover in her room. Like,
I'd have been like, keep Mark.
Connor's going to A&E. Mummy's just sending them down in a taxi. Chalk ice in the freezer.
Send them down in a taxi. Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're getting more questions. Sorry, we had to cut a bit out there because it got a bit.
We got a wee bit personal. I'll not tell you who we're talking about. You can guess.
So we'll have as well, what were your other jobs before nails and photography?
Oh,
so nah. we've already hit.
Well, obviously the solicitors, fuck's sake. Solicitors and then.
Oh my God, I'm just thinking, you literally went from solicitors, from being like this prim and proper wee little miss know-it-all to working in the Telegraph with all the fellas.
So then I worked in the Belfast Telegraph as an inserter. I worked in the Chester.
That's right. You
cleaning the toilets.
Fuck. Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades, yeah. I'm a scrubber.
You look like a scrubber.
I'm an inserter. I worked in the body shop.
That's right. Were you working in the body shop?
Worked in the body shop. I worked in TikToks before TikTok was a thing. Oh, it was actually a crash, like a crash. I worked there. And then the bakery.
Oh, you
filling sandwiches to the corner.
That's it.
So you'd never had anybody fill a sandwich the way I did. People of Ardoyne were fucking spoilt rotten. And then, rest is history. Where did you work?
Jesus, I have loads of boxes. I worked in a box. Worked in Belfast Telegraph. Worked in August. I still get this. Did you still work in August? I'm like, I still work in August. I worked there at all.
Scared to take a day off.
I've never rang in sick before in my life, ever. And I just decided the day that I was going to ring in sick that Sarah was going to do it for me.
Mid-party.
And Sarah was like, never, ever, ever rung in sick. But
I didn't practice what I was going to say.
I was just like, no, I'm ringing in for Connery, sick.
No, I didn't. This is exactly what I said.
I don't know. I was lying.
You told me he was going to answer, right? And I was like, whatever. Was it Matthew? No. Whatever his name was. We'll not name drop, but anyway. And I rung up and I says, listen, Connor will not be in today. He's in a really bad way. And I was like,
no, the way I'm so anxious. I get in the bed as if I was actually sick.
No. I was like, he's in a really bad way. Didn't explain what happened, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then sure, when I went downstairs, you were on top of the table, banging the ceiling. Like, I was like, not too late for you to go to school.
Not too late for you to go to school, no. See, in our house, see if you were literally down on the flu and you get up and you laughed. Not too late for you to go to school.
Thought you were
school. It's 3:45. You can't go to school. Not too late. You'll be at school
tomorrow. No, you moved or laughed. And you were like,
or you asked to watch cartoons, not too late for you to go to school.
Heaven forbid I wanted to fucking breathe while I'm off school.
It's a chocolate in that fucking freezer.
No, actually, I'd have went to school before
I
went in.
But I know how much I never rang in sick, and I always ran into work no matter what. Like, I was only 10, I think, I've ever rang in sick in my whole life, and I literally didn't even get a back to work meeting. I just forgot about it. I was like, was I irrelevant that day?
I know, I used to ring up. I can remember the time literally partying in my kitchen, going up the stairs, putting my work uniform on. So when I worked in the bakery, come down, still have like another, like say half an hour, 45 minutes to continue drinking. Set my vodka, whatever was left of it, down the table and went up to work, 10:04. Fuck me, my eyes were going cross-eyed and everything. I was blocked, absolutely. I was staggering the whole way up.
Thank God you didn't.
Sandwiches weren't filled to the corner that day, I tell you that. Tell you that for now.
You were filled to the corner that day.
Fuck, I was in the corner like, oh, terrible. I just like, no, I can never do that again.
But then I went from then August, left August, went the fucking, what do you call it there? Civil service.
You worked in the Telegraph?
I said the Telegraph.
Oh, right.
Worked in civil service. Hated that. Worked in education authority. That was all right. Then worked for that school photography company.
Hmm.
I swear to God, that is probably one of the jobs that I have the most funniest memories of in my life. Remember the wee kid? I was like, love, can you tell your boy to put his hand down? He kept going like this. I was going, put your hand down. And he's going, they got it. And then she's sitting behind him. I was like, can you tell your boy? He's like, he's doing Spider-Man. I was like, right, mate, stop it. And then you had a wee wheelie chair. And you moved back in the wheelie chair. And you smelled like, yeah. And I was like, all right, you're going to have to do that. And then I forgot you had to do them all in bundles. So you had to, like, put, like, five kids. It was just, say, the class 25. Like, 25. It was, like, nine. And like, you put the bundles so, like, they merged them together. And I just went, right, everybody ready looking this way? One, two, three. And he just went. I was like, oh, Spider-Man, stop it. I'm Peter Parker.
It's a shame, but, like, you're trying to move. He's doing Spider-Man.
He's doing Spider-Man.
And then that was a funny job. Like, I actually liked that job, but obviously then it was like lockdown happened. I was like, right, well, whoever can do this full time, and I was turning down too much work and then left it. But that was actually a good job.
I know you turned down so much work because people were asking you to do shoots and you were like, I'm working that day
because it was term time, so you only got them off. But that was a good job. All the rest of them, like, I never actually hated the job. I always sort of just like, when I left Argus, I actually loved Argus, and then I graduated and was like, I'm not staying.
I hated the body shop. I know.
I would never work in retail.
I hated it.
I worked in River Island.
Oh, I sure you did. Where else did I hate?
I worked in John Henry's. Oh my God, how many jobs did I have? Me and Shona worked in John Henry's. Me and Shona
followed Ashwin everywhere. You actually did.
Me and Shona got the job in education for the same day. Didn't know we were related for ages. People were scared to say because it was agency in case they were like, he's related and you're not allowed to work with her. And then it was like one day they were like, Quinn, he's related. We were like, yeah, we're born sister.
Trying to think. I had a clean in the Chester, like, hated that.
I was like the old Chester. I was like
no, because I worked in the Chester cracking glasses and emptying ice trays. I used to spend my time in the toilet smoking fags. You were out smoking bars in.
Oh, but my then we'll God, talk, you're really showing your age. I know. Like 2005. Did you have a job in 2005?
Yeah, Connor.
How did I even know it was 2005?
Was it 2005?
I think it was 2005 that law came in.
Well, because I can remember when I used to go to the 32. So now I used to go to the 32. You were out smoking and I came in April. And then my first weekend out after that happened, and I lit up a fag in the bar and forgot myself. And forgot myself. It was all caught.
Sure thought you didn't smoke. You said the last one I was mad for smoking. Why, he says you're smoking.
Says I'm fucking smoking. I fucking wasn't. No, sure, I smoked from I was 11.
Sir, as part of this, I want to cut out, Dick. I'm trying to keep this professional and you're making me out to be a scumbag.
I'm talking about myself. I'm not trying to fucking please anybody. Do you know what I mean? If you ain't give a scumbag, that's not my business.
In the Bible.
No, not my business.
Yeah, funny. So we'll get back to these questions.
What else?
This is a gig.
Hit me with it.
What ages did you move out and get your own houses?
I'm talking about scumbag. Right, we're going to go and talk. So.
It's just a rag to riches story.
It fucking really is. At 22, my mummy threw me out. She said she didn't. She asked me to leave. But she asked me to leave numerous times. Do you know what I mean? And then she said, get out. So I packed my bags and I went to my daddy's. And my daddy wasn't staying in his house at the time. And I had about three black plastic bags and that was all I had. Terrible. And then my daddy told me I had to get out. And
did he?
Yeah. And I swear to God, my daddy was like, your mummy didn't put champagne in my mum. It was Shona mixing. And I was like, she did. She told me I needed to get out. And so my daddy was like, well, I want you back. I want you earlier from the time I came back. And I was like, where am I going? Do you mean there was nowhere for me to go? So I had to go to house executive and tell them nowhere to live. So I was homeless. And they sent me up to Thorndale Hostel. Terrible. I went into it and I was like, I cannot stay here. I wasn't allowed a dog stay in this. It was terrible. There was tea stains up the walls. And me and like, so I went, they were like, right, you don't have to come and stay in it right away. I went and stayed at my granny's. Like, because obviously I could stay at my granny's, but I needed somewhere to live.
Yeah.
So I went, me and my granny went down, scrubbed it and all, and I was like, no one's ever coming here. This is terrible.
My granny's always good for that again.
So that was in the...
Scrubber.
That was in the March. Was it the March?
I don't know.
Or the April, whatever. And I was living in the hostel, me and Bailey. And then in the July, I found out I was pregnant with Laddie.
Well, I laugh at
terrible.
That. So Sarah hated the hostel, obviously, as you can tell by Sarah's face.
Absolutely,
she hated the hostel. And one day, our Sarah, God, love her. Loves a wee cry in the bath.
I wasn't even crying in the bath. I was crying walking about the house. It was that bad, Connor.
And Bailey was like, what's wrong?
Bailey was only four. He went, what's wrong, mummy? And I was like, I hate this house. And he just went to me, I hate this house too. Fucking poor chin. I was giving him depression. It was absolutely terrible. You weren't allowed to bring in like your own sofas, your own beds and all. Well, I did. I brought in my own sofa, my own bed. I was like, I'm not sleeping in that. It's nasty. So I brought in my own stuff and I tried to make it as homely as I could under the circumstances, you know. But yeah, and then I ended up pregnant with Laddie. And I was in it for like a year and 3 months. And loads of times kept saying, right, no, I said I ain't going private rent. And everyone was going, just hold out. And then...
you get your villa on, or
got my fucking, want to say it, penthouse, a villa. Oh my God, you wouldn't believe
swimming
it.
Swimming pool out the back.
Swimming pool out the back. Yeah, I've got a bar out the back.
You have a new swimming pool every year, you're loaded.
I know, we just...
What about that big garden you have to say?
What garden?
The Avit.
Always
comes back.
I planted that for myself. That's for privacy. No, they don't, Connor. I planted that for privacy, you know what I mean? Because I'm a slab.
This is what I was thinking about. Wow. So people say your favourite memory. This came in my head the day in the gym. No, one of my favourite. I was talking to Jordan about it. And obviously, Jordan knows because he does beside your house. And I was saying, he said to someone's in, I was like, oh my God, I remember the time me and Sarah your next door neighbour's house for a drink. And Sarah, me and Sarah went in. This was like the weirdest thing ever, but no instant regret. We went in.
We were blocked and thought it was a good idea to go into the alcoholic next door's house. Clearly
and then
not.
Me and Sarah went in and decided we want to leave. And instead of going out the front door, we climbed over her back, over all that AV.
All over the AV, right over in the back and run back into the house. Instead of just going working back
in the door, we pretend we were sleeping.
Oh, it was terrible.
It's like when you're messing the window cleaner and you're in behind the sofa because you're
like, no, do you remember?
When we say she's not in.
Mommy, aren't you not in? Mommy says she's not in. She's not. You can hear she's not in. She said it, didn't you?
Mommy said they'd take card.
Mommy says she'll send up the birthday card, the birthday money next week.
Remember? You didn't want to go to the birthday party. Your mum made you go. She's like, Mommy's going to send up the birthday card. That's where I get all this anxiety from.
Aye. Like, so you were invited to a birthday party and you were made to go. Probably so you got fed. Fuck, we may apologise to Mummy about this.
Mummy, we're only joking. This is all for the bands.
Listen, you give us all you had. Don't you worry about it.
You've done your best.
Can we send, I'll throw up the birthday present next
week. She's going to actually go nuts at you for this week.
But listen, who didn't grow up in a house like that? Anyone around this district that grew up in a house like that? £2 sellotape to a card, no? Like, who don't want at your birthday give you £2 sellotape to a card? And you've
probably didn't get my birthday card. You probably took them.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
you does that, didn't
you? What did you say?
I probably didn't get a birthday card. You probably took him.
I took him. So it was probably Mummy and Daddy who took my fucking claim.
It's your claim to fame.
I know. But everyone grew up like that. We all grew up in the fucking...
I know. Well, that's it. This is obviously...
And that's a thing too. Like, we all grew up and we were talking about this as well. Like, everyone was spoilt to their mummy and daddy standards. Yeah. We got everything when we had.
Well, that's what I was saying that the other day. I think it means like more like people's that like parents could be millionaires, but they do get, they get obviously get what they get off them, but it's knowing like what they can afford. So I would appreciate getting like what you got and knowing that was like 90% or 100% of what you could have got, rather than people get like 10% of what their mummy and daddy could
get. You know, like, it's amazing, like you got everything you had, like, everything she had, you got it. Do you know what I mean? Like, she wouldn't have bought herself anything.
Yeah.
So, but that was to her standards, where you could have someone that had loads of money and they got more.
Because I was saying that was like people were getting so annoyed about people putting up stuff for their like Easter.
That's right. We were talking about that on live, and I was like, and why does it annoy you to go write a status to say why are people doing this? Like, them.
It's like years ago, like going, don't be talking to the neighbours because the neighbours may have got more. Like, you can't live that life. Like, your kids, like, let your kids be appreciative of what you got. And I do think people be more appreciative of what, like, knowing that you've got 100% of what you could have got.
Yeah. Like knowing that, like my kids knowing, like, at Christmas that everything I buy them and, like, I do it myself. I'm not saying the only gift for me, they get sorted, but everything that I buy them at the bees in my living room is bought myself.
Yeah.
And that I have worked hard for it, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, and it's everything that I can give them. And I think they do appreciate it more, you know, knowing that you struggle for it. I remember Bailey fainting out. We won't be kids watching this, will there?
Well, there's not. I'm going to mute that.
Right. I can remember Bailey sending me one Christmas, was like, how did you get all that stuff in that living room? And I was like, that's why I've been working so much. Yeah. Like, and I, like, you could tell, like, and that's when he was a wee shite too, but you could tell he really, really, like, appreciated that I bought it all.
You were walking up when you know it's your day, and I went, that's where I remember you running after Bailey going like that. And she was like, I wasn't there, I was up at Clemont.
No, we were up in our joy.
You've probably done loads of times then.
He was wee shape, but.
He was, he used to squeal all the time. Mm-hmm. God, and I thought about that though, because he's similar now.
So, we were talking the day, me and Tony Lee, about, remember, Abby at my Uncle Martin's wedding.
Oh, I cried right out.
From the minute she got out of that car. Do you remember you used to like go tell her school plays and you used to have to head to bed because see if she's seen you? Terrible wind.
She's still like, she's in Telegraph.
She's in Telegraph.
So that was actually good. Right, what is it? Well, I moved. I have a cheek to talk about, like, laugh about how you moved out. I only moved out last year. Like, I'm like 29 when he moved out, I was 28. Stuck to my man's head.
But that's what happens to fellas, though. Like, girls move out because they have kids. Like, I moved out with 22.
Yeah.
Because I had a child and then ended up pregnant with another one, like, just not long after that. Do you know what I mean? Where fellas, you don't. Single fellas, like, why would you move out? Especially with the price of houses these days.
What's it? I was like, if I'm paying rent, I want to move in the summer that I love. Like, do I mean like that? But it was always sort of like, I think because you have the comfort of home, you don't move out as much. But seeing I lived at mummy's, I was a dirt. I was like the messiest Trump.
Because you knew someone
ever.
Was going to clean it for you.
Yeah, I believe Fox. That. Like, when you're sort of like your own, you sort of, not like your own, but like, when it gets you, it has to do everything, and the people might be coming.
If you don't, clean it, then it's not getting cleaned.
I will suffer when we're getting cleaning. Shout out to mummy cleaning my gift.
Yeah, but like, but that's like you get her down like every once in a while to
just
do like a deep clean. But yeah. You have to do your dishes. You have to tidy up your shit. You have to do your washing.
I know
it's different. If you don't do it, who is doing it?
I know that's it, and I think that's a different thing between boys and girls. Like, I think like obviously like. Oh, girls do, they always sort of move out first, don't they? Because mm-hmm. Not that it's easier for girls to get a house, but it is if they
it
have
is.
Kids.
It is when you've got kids and all. And like when you've got kids, you need to move out, do you know what I mean? So the girls will always move out younger.
Yeah, well, obviously, if kids.
Boys will only move out younger most of the time, but if they've got a girl to move in with.
I know, that's it.
And that's what we are called.
What do you call it?
Cosy Libby. And all that.
It's like the vids. It's the new vids. Remember when it's like the vids?
What vids?
Cool vids.
Is that what they say, the vids?
Aye.
Oh God, am I called it COVID?
Back in my day, we called it the COVID.
Back in my day, we called it coronavirus. It's real.
Yeah,
shit
no,
is getting real.
Do you like my mullet?
Let me see. Are you going to go make it go longer? But
don't know. I think I may just keep it like this.
Yeah,
I
don't want it to
know
go
what
longer.
I'm trying to bring. I swore back in 2009 I'd never have a normal mullet. Look at me now.
I don't want I don't want. It's not my fucking hair. You do what you want. But I would prefer if you didn't let it go long.
I'd prefer if you get fucking glasses off.
I prefer if I wasn't fucking here, to be honest.
You know, remember when I was thinking of the day? Last time I had them, like, remember like 2009, everybody had a mullet, and see when I got this summer, blonde stripe down the side of your head.
Oh, sure, you used to get me a day for you.
I know. Remember getting
blonde stripe and then you used to turn it red and all too. It's like, fuck. And no really wonder people questioned you were gay. You were wild.
Everybody done it, and I know it as well. Know how long your hair was. See, by the time I got back to the summer, hanging grew out. And I remember going into like 4 feet or something, having to dye my hair black. My hair isn't black. Like black and like black with like a blue tint. And I was sitting there like a fucking emo. Has anyone wonder nobody talked to me in school?
Yeah, they did. Shoot loads of friends.
I did. Loads of showcases in the freezer.
You did? You got loads.
You made me have friends. I got him loads of friends in school.
Yeah, I did. I made sure. Like that time fucking the one playing Varley with the caravan.
I was convinced I was early.
I don't think.
I was like, I remember when you went up to the wee pit and you were like, Connor, you weren't there.
I don't think you were there. I think it was my
And then
he
was like, no, I could, you are telling the story. He actually visually
was there. It's terrible.
Only was Tahi in the middle of the supper. You can't breathe.
Your shoulders are going to dislocate. They're shrugging that much.
Did you ever see him to get one of them laughs? Like me and you got one of them laughs at my Uncle Paul's mum's name.
Terrible. Oh my God. Did you ever see when you know you can't laugh? It wasn't his mum's name. It was like All Souls Night. So like anyone in the parish that had died over the year, you went and you got a candle and they called out the name. Fuck me.
See like the inside of my mouth and hand. I wasn't at my hand. I'm putting this in my mouth.
I was doing that
time.
So I couldn't see him. My whole shoulder and all was going like that. And I went, Connor, we have to go.
And no one it always is.
Do you know what it was over? It says, Joanna, come up for bread. And Connor says, I'm going to go up and say, you wouldn't have any pancakes, would you?
me, and then me. You...
You know you can't laugh.
I know. And then it's when anyone's going,
that was terrible. I says, my granny's going to end up cracking up. But she didn't. She's sorry about
that. Nearly. We've done it at the mum's main. And the priest just started singing. As he does, every mass. And me and Neil just found that this was so funny, that as if we'd never heard of
it. Because you know you can't, you're not supposed to laugh.
I know. And then everyone's saying it. And I was like going like, then I can hear Liam going.
See, I used to be able to do it. See, laugh. I can remember, like, if we were messing when we were eating our dinner, like,
probably,
when we were younger.
Probably thought I was an emotional wreck.
Kind of people were definitely going to think we were crying because my whole shoulders were going. I just put my hand in like that. Well, no, when we were. Fuck, I wonder what that move in my sight. It doesn't matter. It's put me off. Don't even want to tell a story.
That's me when you interrupt me all the time.
That's the way I get on all the time. I'm like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I don't want to tell anymore. A story.
Interrupt me more than once and that's it. And story's done.
Any more questions? So we'll have one more question and it is, what is your funniest memory of work?
You've got loads.
I've got all sorts.
I don't think I really have any, to be fair. We silly ones, but you've got, yours have been well.
I've had the first one that comes into my head is, so I got asked to make content for like a adult toy business and me and wee Sean, the most innocent person in the world, literally I'm pretty sure people have been arrested for stuff like this, walking about Lady Dixon with a box of adult toys putting them in trees and all, putting them in trees and taking photos.
I remember telling us about it and was like we had to, I was like, what did you do with them? Like set them up against trees and have people holding them and you were showing. I was like, what? Do you know what was weird about as well? Do you remember you were bringing them back in the car and like it was me, you and Leo. We were going to Abbey Centre or something and Connor's driving up.
I'd say, what do you call that gym? DW? It's closed down. There's me like in a man. The man has a fan and there's me like getting up, giving him a box back. I was like, it looks like a.
It was like a dodgy dealing going on then with a big box of fucking.
See, mummy says to me, now you watch, you don't get pulled over. Imagine
getting pulled over.
And weapons.
Weapons of mass destruction.
But then, see, actually, in that shoot, we were at like the butterfly farm in Newcastle. Me, butterfly farm. Terrified of butterflies.
I the one with the weekend, and that's what I says. Here's me, our Connor would have a heart attack, and we only sing two in it. And I was a wee bit, here's me, our Connor would literally die.
We went down there, but like, a woman owns this. So like she came out, and she didn't, we had to like sort of rent it out, but she didn't know what it was. And she came down. She was like, what's going on down here? And she came down like she was like English and came down.
I was going to say, but what was that accent? Is she English or what?
Hi. Was that good?
No, it was good.
She came down and she was like, no, no, not a chance and all. But the girls weren't like dressed. There was girls in the whole room, like action models. And I was like, don't worry, we're not going to make this. Like this isn't going to be like sleazy. The concept was really good. Like, that's why I took it on. But I was sort of like a rock bottom thing when me and it was raining to me and Sean with a blanket throwing him. You could hear kids and all running about with the mess and the kids. And I was like, pretty sure you can get arrested for it.
I'm sure you could have got arrested for it. You've been asked to do some weird ones. Weirder.
Like what?
Like OF.
Oh yeah, I was asked to do that. Yeah. I was asked to shoot that for somebody and I was like.
Like shooting an OF, like an actual, like not photos, like a video.
For eye content for that.
Do you know what I mean? Like people go in and sit in the office all day. Connor's fucking shooting porn.
She asked, could she come?
No, it didn't.
Oh, you did? Yeah, like, do you need your camera held that day?
I was asked. No way, sometimes when you do photos of people's like products and stuff, they would let you keep them, like the eyebrow stuff and all. And the tan. Do you remember the tan? They let you keep them. I was hoping he would let you keep some.
I know here.
You're joking. I don't even have any.
You're dirty beast.
You're a wee nuisance.
You're a chancer.
Chancer.
Would you not know any funny stories from work?
Not that anything comes to mind.
I've actually loads of funny stories.
Not off the top of my head. I'm sure if I went home and thought about it.
The guy funny.
Maybe you should let me see in question.
Remember the time I'd done a shoot before and somebody. I know I can't even talk about that. Can't even. Oh, that was a funny one.
That was a funny one.
I've just got a cue there. Fuck, I didn't even forget about that. So I had to do a shoot for somebody and was like going to their house and I was like, oh yeah, it was their birthday and I thought I was going to take photos of a birthday party. And I literally went into the house and it was her by herself and she wanted me to take photos of her presents for her birthday on Thursday so she could put it on Instagram. And she was like, like all shocked.
I love her.
She lived over here though, but that's a definition of like Instagram, like they're put like what you see isn't
real. Oh, it's just all for Instagram.
And then I actually done one before with these.
I happened to just ring in your family and saying thanks for that. We scarf
loved that. But she could change them. There's Bloomington on the house. So it was like in the morning of her birthday, in the afternoon of her birthday, her birthday cake. I swear to God.
Fuck me, a lot of effort for your birthday. Yeah, like.
And I didn't think it was weird. I go to these, she didn't think it's weird. Like, you see, I mean, I was in doing a consultation the other day, like last week, the other day, everything's the other day, but it could have been 4 months ago, but it was the other day. And I said, the consultation was happening, this fella fell off a chair in the front of everybody. Beamer, literally, yeah. Beamer looking out the window.
You'd have to ring an ambulance, I'd have pretended I was dead. tried to get my pulse and all to stop.
But like, I was like, didn't even recognize, just went back to talking in the consultation. I told Jordan in the gym, Jordan's like, funny. And I went, no, he's like, what, was the kid or a woman? I was like, no, he's like, so it was funny. I went, see what I think about it, it's actually hilarious.
Did nobody laugh?
No, sir.
She bet your balls out of
it. Yeah, it wasn't that type of cafe.
What?
Exactly, even me allowed in. Bah.
She says she's bah.
Says she was bah.
You trying to say I'm riffraff or something?
Well, this is like Piers Morgan sob stories.
I think I'm funny.
Would you say it's not that, it's a banter box, not rejection box?
Not the reject box. Some of the people messaging him, I want to go on it. No. No harm. Boxy.
I think we're going to have to wrap this up because you're getting the nasty head on.
I think I'm funny.
So you just warm up. No. But thanks everybody for watching. Just hit the mic. Thank you everybody for watching. First week of the Banter Box. It's been eventful. It's been a lot of cursing, but we're warming up. So we're going to try and do one every 2 weeks. Maybe 1 week we'll do one a week. And yes, let me know what you think. Let me know who we should also put in the Banter Box. She loves a wave. Mexican wave. Yeah, she loves it. She loves it. Wave to all your fans.
Bye. Slan.
Slan. But yes, let us know in the comments. Drop us a wee subscribe so you can see all the content. And
drop us a wee subscribe. Like, follow, and subscribe, please. Yes. My brother's Banter Box.
That's it. We've been a wee bit cheeky on it, but here it's been a bit of crack and we've loved
it's
it.
It's just us.
Just us.
I just want to be me.
Unscripted, uncensored. So yeah, let me know what you think. And
Slan.
Bye.